Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders. Brilliant. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration is the greatest opportunity we have. The only question left is, will we take it, and will you help us fight for it, huh? All right, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We talked about war last hour. Mm-hmm. We talked about the pro-life views that we all should have, the whole purpose and proper role of limited government. We talked about a movie, Bridge of Spies, and how it parallels to what's happening in Iran right now. We talked about an article that Ron Paul wrote called When Peace Breaks Out. It'll be on Liberty Roundtable soon. We talked about the United States to pay Iran $1.7 billion in debt and interest. We talked about Iran unleashes an oil flood. And wow, we're talking big money. They'll quintuple their output in 2016. Wow. So now we're going to talk about a different kind of war. It does relate to oil, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt has details.
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's reports this morning, Sam, as we speak, that basically...
You got to get excited about this. Come on, Kurt.
Some people are, seeing 77 cents a gallon gas.
Now, yeah, but not very many.
No, you're right. Good point. But it is interesting to see that that's going on. Yeah, 70 cents a gallon. You got some reports in the, what do you call it? Looks like Michigan, in that area, where they're having some price wars. But according to Gas Buddy, basically you can get 77 cents a gallon at Bacon and Bridge Market. That's the Marathon station there.
Man, I wish you could get bacon and gas for under a buck, huh?
Oh, yeah, there you go. They say that in several states, the average price for a gallon of regular gas has dropped below $1.70. And we're pretty close. At least I've bought some, in the $1.70 range, but none in the 77 cents range, like they got it there in Michigan. They say the highest prices are still in places like Hawaii and Alaska, $2.65 and $2.41. Now, Sam, one thing.
Bottom line in the nation, gas is right around $2 a gallon, right?
Well, yeah, and they've got some, lower states. The lower ones are $1.68, $1.67, $1.66. But, in that range, there's one at $1.57 in Oklahoma. And they say the reason for that is that those are states that are closer to the
Let's hold off. I want to talk about all the reasons for the cost of gas, kind of what goes into it in just a second. Yeah. What is the average gallon of gas cost in Utah, does it say?
Well, not that I can see, but I'm pretty much sure that, we're somewhere in the, 180 range is where I think we are.
All right. Now, Kurt Crosby oftentimes will drive 10 miles to save 5 cents a gallon on gas.
And, comprehend Sam, it doesn't make sense to Sam, but here's the reason, one of the reasons I do that. Number one, I want to encourage the place that is offering it for a lower price. I mean, let's say they're only making a nickel, at least if they make a nickel on more people, then I figure that's kind of cool. Number two, it encourages the other businesses to, the other places to drop their price if they see a little lesser amount of sales if their price is higher, Sam. So there's, maybe it doesn't make sense to you, but there is a method to my overall madness, at least in my mind. you know.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the guy that
country bumpkin thinking.
I'm kind of the guy that, to me, to drive, just say, you know, half a gallon of gas that costs, I don't know, $1, and then to save, you know, 60 cents on your fuel, you know, when you fill up, doesn't really figure out too well. But you know, I do agree with the competition plan. I personally wish we'd go back to the era of, I don't know if you remember this term, but it's called a service station. And there's a reason I'm bringing this up, Kurt. I wish instead of a gas station, we had a service station. And I'd like to reward those guys that would come out, that fill up your car while you sit in your car. They would, you know, wipe your windows for you. Maybe say, hey, you know what? Your back rear tire looks a little low. Can I, you know, pump that dude up for you? What pressure do you want in it? And imagine, you know what? Hey, I'm going on a trip, sir. You know what? I come in here all the time. Would you mind checking my oil and making sure it's all cool? And then you'd
those
even tip somebody.
Look like they're a little bit of a problem.
Good
I
point.
Mean, you
yeah.
know, you might need those wipers corrected. I mean, you know, that's what service is all about. Now, there's some places where they actually.
Well, then that's why I'm bringing this up, you know, Kurt. We drove out to that terrorist place in Oregon.
Yeah,
it's not really a terrorist place. I'm just kidding. It was actually a very delightful place to go. And I think they had one of those guys there, Kurt. I almost felt like I threw back to the 50s. He was a nice guy. Now, what happened with that? What's
well,
up with that?
Here's what goes on in Oregon. They say it's, you know, basically it's a dangerous area there for birds and bugs and different things like that. And so they want attendants to man the... I mean, they can't have just normal people putting gas in like they do everywhere else, Sam. So they want attendance. It's a law there, the way I understand it. And
is it really a law?
That kind of thing. That's the way I understand
it. All right, I'm against the law, but I'm for the idea of service, okay?
Right, right. You know, I mean, I believe there's still place in the world. And like you said, if you can literally do that service for people, you know, like, hey, man, it looks like your valve cover cap is off. You know, let me check that tire. And, you know, you make sure those things are all done. I mean, people pay big money just to get their car shined up and, you know, washed. Why wouldn't they pay a little extra to have the service back into, well, the gas station?
And I think people will. In fact, I would, you know, if I were the business owner, I'd have up signs and stuff so people kind of could read and kind of learn, too, that, you know what? A little bit of maintenance here, too, for a couple of cents a gallon more, you know, because we provide this service. Actually, we'll save you money on your vehicle. And, you know, continued maintenance actually is a saving money idea. And, you know, you get to know the gas station attendant. You know, it used to be to where, you know, somebody would do that on purpose because they love to work on cars. Or, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, man, they can't get a job anywhere else. It was somebody who, you know, is your neighbor, is a good guy, and he owned a gas station, and by his gas station or service station was maybe a car repair shop or whatever, or there was maybe the equivalent of a, what do they call those? Like CarQuest, or what am I thinking of, Kurt? These where you buy all the different car pieces and parts.
Yeah, that's right.
CarQuest
car
is one of them. What else is there?
You know, there's AutoZone.
Checker Auto, all these AutoZone,
you know, all
yeah.
these different things.
Right, anyway, they had kind of a simpler version of that where they had oil and they had filters and they had a lot of those kind of things. But instead of just having it there and then some gal at the counter that doesn't really know anything, they actually had a guy that could say, you know what? What car do you have, sir? Hold on, I can look that up. Yeah, you know what? That's the oil that you need or whatever. And there was actually service going on, Kurt. And I think that's really, in my opinion, if we want to bring America back, it's one of the things we're going to need to restore is this customer, employer, employee slash customer, customer-y, I don't know what you want to call it, relationship where it's built on trust, it's built on friendship, it's built on relationships. We need more of that in America, and I know it's going to less of that. I get it. I'm just telling you, I would really like to see more, and I'd pay, you know, I don't know what it would cost, 10 cents more a gallon, just say, to have that. I would. You know, if I get 20 gallons of gas in my car and I pay 10 cents a gallon more, what am I paying, $2 more for my gas? But now the guy just made sure that my tires are inflated properly and I'll probably get better gas mileage. He made sure that my windows are clean and that my windshield wiper was squared away, or he noticed my light was out that I didn't notice. And now I don't have to pay the government some fine for my light being out. And I'm telling you, I think it's a money-saving scenario. Not only that, it brings people a living, Kurt. We got to get back to that stuff.
You know, it saves you, like, for example, let's say we had that kind of service before we took off on our trip to, Oregon, maybe somebody would have noticed, hey, that one tire of yours looks like it might get, it's might be just too close to, you know, for comfort, and you might take care of that before you go, and you know what I mean, that kind of thing. We could have saved money and time.
That's a great point.
We could have given the guy a $10 tip, and he would have made, you know, his family happy.
Well, and for us, it would have been better. We would have got better gas mileage. We would have got to our destination faster. It would have paid us off in spades.
Yep.
Anyway, gas is on the average around $2 a gallon, and Iran's fixing to dump tons of oil onto the market. So I'm hoping or guessing gas prices will go down. That's a good thing. But now we're going to talk about what makes up the price of a gallon of gas. I don't want to miss this part. This is really neat stuff. Interesting. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, talking about gas prices in America, right around $2 a gallon in most states, but they got a gas war going on in Michigan, 77 cents a gallon. Now, I find this interesting when they call it a gas price war, Kurt. Isn't that just normal competition? I mean, what brings it different from a competition versus like a war, you know?
Well, a war means, according to these people, that somehow you see places that, hey, they've just lowered their price just way too much, you know. And
isn't that competition? Isn't that like a good thing?
Well, yeah. Like, for example, let's imagine you're this gas station or one of these in particular there, this one at Bacon or Bridge Market, and it's called the Marathon Station there. How much money would it cost for you to get national media attention, you know, to your little place? You know, and yet they act like, oh, man, the poor guys are just going to be losing money that way. You know, in so much of business, they call those, you know, where you take some item, maybe it's
milk, usually like
maybe
a keystone egg, loss leader is the term,
you know,
they use.
Yeah, that's right. And they get people to come in, and they typically, you know, like say you're Walmart and you got the milk for $2 a gallon, or, you know, maybe it's $1.95, you know, it's way better than going everywhere else. Well, then you got to walk past about, I don't know, about a billion items on your way back to get the milk,
sure.
You know. And, you know, surprisingly, Sam, I think they might sell a few other items on the way out.
Yeah, so good point. And I personally believe it's not really a gas war. It's just competition, people. And I hope we see more of it across America, and I hope this cheaper oil flood on the market. I hope there's a way to put an appropriate tariff on that. To make sure we protect our industries at the same time. You know what? Let's reward countries that are doing well. If they're embracing the free markets, let's lower the tariffs to a very minimal number that will still benefit America, but yet reward those countries that participate in free market industries. And let's just let it rip is what I say. Anyway, let's talk about a little bit about what goes into the price of a gallon of gas. I found this fascinating, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. You know, and one of the things that doesn't get mentioned so many times, ladies and gentlemen, you know, is the real cost of government. Now, you know, they tell you that the, for example, you know, you've got, of course, the guys that got to work hard and get it out of the ground, or, you know, somehow the derricks or whatever. There's a good old John Wayne show that kind of shows you some of that if you ever want to see that.
You got to tell us the name so we can see it, Kurt.
No, I can't remember it. But
well, then I won't be able to watch it. Sorry.
Up on the pause. But, it, you know, it's, if you look up John Wayne and oil, you know, or whatever, you can find it. But
I'll see if I can do that while you're talking, sir.
But it's a little different now, of course. In that case, these guys would put these oil derricks down, and they'd try to get some oil in that place. And when the well head basically came in, sometimes the best oil deals just blew the well, you know, blew that thing right off the top. So in other words, they really had a lot of oil there. So now, you know, we've come up with these different ways of getting this.
I think it's called, you know, hellfires, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds right. You know, you're right. Good job.
Right. And but, by the way, it's 1968, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
that's right. So it's, you know, it's a little dated, but, you know, that's how I learned some stuff. But
bottom
line is, there's, you know, good hardworking Americans and people all over the world that try to bring that product to market. And the reason they do is because, hey, they get paid for it. So in this case, now that, you know, that there's more of it on the market, and, you know, you've got also factors that have made it so there's more of it on the market is all these other things like natural gas vehicles, like solar power, like, you know, there's so many, you know, you got these hybrid ones, and then you've got people working from home, and, you know, and in my opinion, the high price back a little ways caused this low price, because the high price meant that, hey, more guys got into there making that product, bringing it to market, and then there's more of it, which means, hey, now we got the lower price. So now, normally what would happen is the use of it now would go up, and then the price would come back up a little while. But anyway, the other big factor that a lot of people forget is that in this whole oil and, you know, the price at the pump, a major factor of it is the cost of government. And now there's the specific cost that governments charge each gallon. Some of the cheapest ones are, for example, the average, by the way, is 48 cents for every gallon is charged by governments.
And if gas is $2, Kurt, that's 25 percent just in that item alone.
And yet, the most of the time, the stories will never tell you about, well, what are the other costs of government that are thrown in there? For example, what about the deals where you have to deal with the EPA and maybe and hope to get the right permit so that you can drill in a certain place, and you hope to make sure that the inspector that's cruising around, he's happy with you and he doesn't shut you down. You know, all these different things that really go into the real cost of government they're massive. I think they'd probably be close to half the price of the item, in my opinion. But they say the states with the least of those taxes are, you got South Carolina at 35.2 cents a gallon, Oklahoma at 35.4, Missouri at 35.7, and Texas at 38.4. Now, when the average is 48, I'll just bet those places that are the highest price, you know, like California, that they also have the highest price tax, Sam. And,
good point.
You know, this author, Douglas A. McIntyre, he says, there's no major reason to believe gas prices will not continue to press down, and in some cases has dropped below a buck a gallon. So,
well, we can keep praying.
I would simply add there's no reason that maybe more and more folks will drive instead of fly and get accosted by the Homeland Security guys.
Well, when gas prices go down, too, people fly more because they get good deals on fuel as well.
Good point.
All right, Dwight's in Colorado. Hi, Dwight.
Hey, this is the White Rose in Colorado.
Oh, sorry about that. All right, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just want to mention a couple things about oil. You know, it says in the Bible, do not touch the unclean thing. What do you think oil is? It's the unclean thing. It's the most unclean thing there is on the planet. Another thing about oil, did you know that the farmer...
Oh, hold on. Do you drive your car?
Do I drive my car?
Yeah.
No, it drives me.
All right.
Actually, I drive a pickup truck, and yeah, I do use the unclean clean thing. So
all right, just making sure.
I'm breaking one of the things it tells you to do in the Bible, you know.
All right. Hey, by the way, have you seen the old 1968 American film starring John Wayne called Hellfighters?
Might have.
All right.
Don't recollect, though.
Just anyway, curious.
So, out of a barrel of oil, do you know how many thousands of dollars worth of pharmaceuticals they make?
In a barrel of oil?
Pharmaceuticals are made from oil.
Right.
The binder that they use to put that they bind all the active ingredients together, what they compress into the pill, is made from the refined sludge from the oil.
Yeah, they usually call it petroleum-based, right?
Yeah. But right, so $20,000 worth of pharmaceuticals made from one barrel of oil.
That's a little bit of dope, sir.
The price of gasoline is inconsequential into how much money they make off of one stinking barrel of oil. You know, the powers that be.
Understood, sure.
So, and another thing I'd like to say is, you know, my court case is coming up on February 29th, Leap Day.
Okay.
I'm going to be going on trial in Dolores County, Colorado, in Dove Creek, Colorado, at 9 o'clock in the morning. And when the bailiff says all rise for the judge, I'm going to stay seated in the seat just like I did at my arraignment, and I'm calling for patriots, any patriots in the Four Corners region.
All right, hold on a minute. I got a hard break. I can't change. Stay there, though. I'm going to give you a chance to explain and make sure everybody knows, and we'll do it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live. Hang tight. Stay there.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, the White Rose was telling us about his trial coming up February 29th on Leap Year in Colorado. Go ahead, sir. Finish up.
Yes, Sam. I'm calling for all patriots in the Four Corners region, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona, to try to make it to court in Dove Creek on Leap Day to back me up. And when the bailiff says all rise, everybody stay seated in their seat right along with me. I'm going to sit right in the middle of the front row, right behind the prosecuting attorney, and I'm not going to rise for the judge. I'm going to attack what they're charging me with is obstructing justice and disturbing the peace, neither of which exist in this country, because we don't have justice because we have a legal fiction corporation for profit government that has been admitted to by the Supreme Court. And the judge at my arraignment, he admitted to it. He did not contest my statement of fact, which stands as truth in law. And I'm going to attack it on that basis. I'm also going to attack it on the fact that since Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared us all enemies of the state, the definition of a U.S. citizen is an enemy of the state. And I'm going to attack it on the First Commandment, that if I rise for that judge, I make a God small g out of him, and I violate the First Commandment, and I damn myself to hell forever. All right, so I'm going to stand up and stand up for the Constitution and stand up for our rights and stand up against the beast of the apocalypse.
All right, what I want you to do is I want you to call after your event and let us know what happens as well, will you?
Okay, my website, the whole story's in my website. On the back page, you click on the menu, and you go to the back page, and you can read the whole story about what happened at my arraignment, and you can read what I want to be done there and where what the particulars are, the phone number, my phone number, anybody wants to call me. It's The White Rose, www.thewhiterose.simplesite.com. All lowercases, no spaces.
Thewhiterose.simplesite.com.
Thank you for taking my call, Sam. Appreciate it.
All right, let's make it clear, though. Thewhiterose.simplesite.com.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Please,
all right.
Please check it out yourself, please. Please.
All right, he's going to keep us up to date on exactly what happens with the court case. You know what? Patriots are living all over the country, and the government doesn't understand why, and it's pretty easy to understand why, isn't it, Kurt? People are just frustrated.
It sure is, Sam. I mean, the bottom line is when you get beat up by the school bully, you know, enough, after a while, you're just kind of thinking, hey, I'm going to try to not let this keep happening, and that's what goes on. Government bullies all over the place.
Amen to that. In fact, you get like Sam Bushman and you say this. You say, you know what? When I was a kid, I used to fight, and it was like, I don't even care if I win or lose the fight. Okay? It doesn't matter. What matters is you'll get enough of it to where even if you win, you'll not want it again. And that's all that matters, folks. Okay? And so exactly it's important to understand. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. But I'm telling you right now, it will not be fun. And you won't want it again. You'll say, you know what? That was not worth it. And that's what we need bureaucrats and thugs everywhere to feel. In fact, I've been debating with an attorney here, Kurt, on a local level. And Kurt made a couple of statements. The attorney's like, hey, you better watch yourself. You're kind of crossing the line there, buddy. To Kurt, you know, you're about to, you know, get into libel and slander. You better kind of not cross that line, buddy. And I wrote back and I said, does this reply to all the bureaucrats also? And the resounding silence from the attorney tells me that Kurt
was deafening.
There is a belligerent attempt by government officials to intimidate and abuse and a cloak of immunity and protection for these people, even when they cross the line of abuse to citizenry. And it's got to stop. And this attorney doesn't want to give himself away, but he's in a corner. And he doesn't like the reality that, you know what? There is a double standard that he does not want to admit to that attorneys create and that government office bestows that we've got to get rid of in this country. Now, I get if you're legitimately doing your best as a government official that, you know what, there shouldn't just be all kinds of liable concerns. There are liabilities because at some point, you know what, you are acting on behalf of the people and there is some risk. But when does that cross the line to where they can become the abuser and count on that protection? Maybe appropriately designed, but now perverted into abuse. And then that, quote, immunity or that protection still exists. See, that's wrong. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Whether you agree or disagree with Ammon Bundy and crew in Oregon, whether you agree or disagree with the White Rose, whether you agree or disagree with a gazillion things, not paying your income taxes, to right on down the line, Americans have had it. And if the government continues to behave in belligerent ways, then they can expect more and more and more of this to go on. Not that I endorse it.
No.
I'm not saying I endorse it, but I am telling you that it's going to happen. And you're foolish if you don't acknowledge that reality. You could say, well, Sam, you're helping it. No, I'm not. I'm warning bureaucrats and professional do-gooders to stop it, to behave appropriately, to pick the moral high road, to stand on honesty and integrity and morality. And I'm telling all you bureaucrats, you better come down off your high horse because Americans are getting sick of it.
Yep.
And it's going to get a whole lot worse, Kurt. I pray it doesn't. Don't misunderstand me. I just can see the writing on the wall.
We can certainly give some counsel as to how they could make sure that it doesn't get worse. Right, Sam? We could let them know that, that you could, they could turn over a new leaf and actually follow the law of the land.
Yeah, well, this attorney, for example, could quickly write back and say, of course it applies to everyone equally. This is America, my friend.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he should reply?
China.
But the fact that he remains strangely silent says, I'm not dare going to speak out in those who I'm hired to defend. And I'm not going to speak out regarding the reality here that there are special protected classes called bureaucrats in America that have, one, immunity, in other words, protection, and two, can abuse that immunity in such a way as to put other citizens, literally their lives and their families, in harm's way. And then when it's brought up or exposed, there's nothing but a resounding silence.
That's right.
It's disgraceful is what it is, Kurt.
Now, you know, one of the, I guess you could say, most egregious examples of this, and I think even that attorney we're talking about, you know, and others would agree, is a former illustrative and, president, Mr. Bill Clinton. His wife is taking a little heat.
Hey, you quit talking about my wife like that now. I'll have you arrested.
Activities, hey. If you will, you know.
Yes, sir.
In the past. And, there's a rather lengthy article I'm looking at right now that basically says, you know, instead of Bill Clinton just having that kind of a short list of women that, according to some, you know, they say that basically he's had thousands of these. The headline from Breitbart.
Well, Kurt, if you don't report all the bimbo eruptions, they don't exist. Come on.
Yeah, the headline, Bill had affairs with thousands of women. You know, and this lady, Linda Tripp, says basically that, and by the way, who Linda Tripp was, well, anyway, she was in the Clinton White House as well as the Bush White House. She's served there, not in the same way that Lewinsky served, but anyway, she was a servant of the people, and basically she knew about all these things, and she says, you know, she tells it all, you know, recently on a program called Aaron Klein's, you know, he interviewed her, WorldNet Daily Radio puts it on, but the bottom line is she said that Clinton's both, you know, Hillary and Bill were just complicit in this whole deal. And she felt concerned about her safety as well as Monica's. And for that one reason, she basically exposed that whole thing. She had seen, you know, some of the Vince Foster stuff, et cetera, and all the other, you know, Gates, people dying and disappearing. And she was worried for herself as well as Monica back in those days, Sam. So, interesting stuff, huh?
Well,
you know, I mean, when you really qualify it, I mean, you look at your mayor who may or may not be a good guy, who's, you know, some people's mayor, you know, at least has what, questionable activities, like, for example, mine, whereas, you know, maybe you've got a wonderful one, but, you know, then you look at a president like we had with Bill Clinton and the, you know, wannabe new president like we have with Hillary Clinton, you got to look at them and look at their history and look at their real stuff. Are they really, is Hillary really a friend of women? Is she really, you know, worthy of those offices? The people that know her the best, at least the ones that I can see that are willing to speak up, that are still alive, say that she's basically a liar and a crook.
Wow.
I mean, that's not really, you know, positive words, right, Sam?
Well, even Bernie Sanders is saying Bill Clinton's behavior is deplorable. But I'm kind of saying, what about criminal, Bernie?
Yeah.
Hey, Bernie.
Good point.
What about criminal?
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
They just don't want to go that far, do they?
No. I should say
and
not.
You know, there's a reason why many times they don't. They're a little scared for their
lives.
Lives.
I wonder why. Maybe it's the extreme of our point, Kurt. That,
yeah,
you know what? They
exactly
have this cloak of immunity, and they can do whatever they want, and we really can't stop them.
Exactly.
Etc. Disaster in the Republic, ladies and gentlemen.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, World Debt Daily's Aaron Klein reporting Linda Tripp. Quote, Bill had affairs with thousands of women. There you go. As Hillary continues to persist at pushing to try to be president, this issue about Bill will continue to come out. Bernie Sanders talking about Bill's behavior deplorable. Donald Trump mocking Bill. Hillary, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but I can tell you this, it's getting crazier as time goes on. But again, this goes back to this cloak of immunity that somehow we believe that bureaucrats have and that they've codified into law to protect themselves. I get it when they're legitimately carrying out government responsibilities that, hey, personally, there should be a question about how liable they are. At the same time, when that's manipulated and abused into hostily attacking innocent other citizens, you know what? They shouldn't have greater rights than we have. And not only should that cloak of immunity vanish, but they should even have a greater obligation, greater accountability, in my humble opinion. Otherwise, we've got a crisis in America of epic proportions. And Bill Clinton abusing thousands of women and using his cloak of immunity government insider status to protect himself typifies the point that we're making. But it slides on down to local government levels to less abusive, maybe, but just as sinister agendas by bureaucrats, and it's got to be stopped. All right, Kurt, Nancy Drew's in the news.
Nancy Drew?
Yeah.
You're talking about the, you know, the sleuth?
Yeah, the girl that's like a teenager that was like, you know, P.I. Yeah. extraordinaire. Yeah. And she used to run around with her and her buddies and stuff like that, and, you know, it was like mystery stuff, right?
Did you read her books?
No.
I read a lot of the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, I read some Hardy Boys stuff, and I actually watched the Nancy Drew movie with my daughter and stuff like that.
Oh, was that good?
It was pretty good, yeah. But there's a problem with Nancy, Kurt.
Oh, what's the problem?
Well, first off, she's a racist.
Did she meet up with Bill?
No, keep Nancy away from Bill. I'm telling you right now.
That would be more.
Don't let Bill get near Nancy. I'm just saying. Although she might beat him up, Kurt. She might pull out some.
Oh, good point.
You know, I mean, Bill might have met his match when it comes to Nancy. But nevertheless, the problem with her is she's a racist, Kurt. You know she's white, don't you?
Well, then she's automatically a racist.
That's right. Yeah, that's now, you know that she's white, though. Don't you know that, Kurt?
I think I've seen a picture of her, you know.
And she's a white chick, right?
I didn't know there was a real Nancy Drew. I just always.
No, Kurt, there's not a real Nancy Drew. But I'm just saying she's depicted as white, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
And the actress that plays her and everything is white. That is going to change. I mean, we just can't have
that. Good point. Oh, yeah.
So now the headline, Nancy Drew will not be white, swears. Producers, BBC News. Darn right.
Oh, boy.
Can't be having white Nancy running around. I think that would change her name to Shaquia or something like that. And Shaquia. Yeah. You can't even be Drew, can you, Kurt?
No, you couldn't do that. You know, you need to be... I don't know, maybe Barack Obama. I mean, Obama'd be your.
Yeah, they ought to have just do Malia. But wait, we can't pick on the president's kid. Stop that, Kurt. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, they say Nancy Drew won't be white. I don't know what kind of a world we've fallen into, but I'm telling you right now, it's just like cutthroats everywhere. Mm-hmm. MGM, Kurt. You know the big old resort people down there in Vegas?
Yeah.
They're kind of going broke.
Oh, in the booming economy?
Heck yeah.
Well,
so MGM Resorts, Las Vegas casinos, I guess they're going to end free parking, Kurt, to try to bring in some more cash.
Well, that's always the way you do it. If you've got trouble bringing in enough money, is raise the prices, because that always helps business. I mean, you know, encourages people to come there. I mean, you know, that's certainly the smart move.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So they say, don't worry, though, it'll be pretty inexpensive, Kurt, below $10 a day. Man, that's super expensive if you ask me. Holy moly. On top of your room rate and everything?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Whoa. Sam. I mean, they just don't seem to understand, some real smart people. They kind of can't figure it out, that if they raise their prices, people might go somewhere else. Even the same people that are still doing business may go, this is just a little too high for me. I think I'm going to go across the street to a lower price place. And guess what? Their bottom line is going to be worse, not better. You know?
Well,
is that,
you're right.
Amazing or what?
I'm just telling you, it just defies logic. But there you go. MGM Resorts, Las Vegas, and casinos or whatever, they're going to charge for parking.
Yeah, and you talk about racists. I'll tell you what. Two of the biggest racists got to be, that are in the news, Sam, but got to be Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I mean, these are a couple of white, quarterbacks.
Kick them out.
They've
had a white privilege way too long.
They lead the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos, but these guys are white. I mean, I don't see where the black, maybe the Black Jobs Matter guys ought to be showing up there saying, hey, look, I know that there's 80% of the guys plus in the NFL are all black, but there's no mention to that.
Maybe we just need to push for a
these
quota.
What's fair is fair. It's just crazy, isn't it, Sam?
Yes, it is, but expect it to get worse, my friend.
Yeah, well,
the insanity is not even about
fairness,
close to being stopped.
But anyway,
all right. Let me give you a statement.
World, I don't know everything about it, but they say it's gearing up, and you're going to see Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. They're going to decide the AFC. That stands for the American Football Conference Championship.
It'll be a white fest. Right. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, good point.
All right, let me just give you a statement from good old Marco, not Polo Rubio, folks.
Oh,
and Marco Rubio's got a statement, and I want you to tell me what's wrong with it, Kurt. You ready?
Sure.
Rubio, quote, law-abiding illegals could stay. You cool with that?
Well, let's see. Here's a little problem, Marco.
Law-abiding illegals can stay.
Okay. Law-abiding and illegals just don't work together.
Come on, Kurt.
You just can't figure that out. Maybe he was just not smart enough as a senator, and all that stuff to understand those words. But law-abiding and illegal don't work together.
Heard that.
Just a country bumpkin like me that, figures that out.
I just don't understand it. How can you make a statement like that? And how come the mainstream press isn't just lambasting him? I mean, somebody else that...
Well, if they do, Sam, this guy's a Latino. If they do, then what you are is you're you're insensitive to Latinos. You know what I mean? I mean, he's one of those minority guys. And so then if you come out and say that, I mean, you're attacking him, Sam, it's almost as bad as attacking a black guy.
Well, it's not about attacking anybody. It's about the truth.
But I'm not trying to attack people. Our whole racist thing, Sam, that we talked about. That's just how it works. I mean, if like on the other hand, remember the guy that ran with Bush? What was his name? The guy that
Dan Quayle
spelled potato right. I mean, they could beat.
Yeah, you can nail that guy
to
the wall.
Pulp. I mean, and that was okay. I mean, he had the white privilege going on for
Wasn't
him.
That Dan Quayle? Wait but, a minute. He had the yeah, white that's right. kick him out going
well,
on.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, really? you could do that to him, but you can't say that about Mr. Marco Rubio. I mean, you know, I mean, his parents came from far away, and they worked hard to get here. Now, you know, oh, the rest point. Of us, yeah. white privilege.
All right, I guess I better just shut up and crawl back in my little hole then.
That's right.
See? Law-abiding illegals. I mean, I just don't understand.
yeah.
And yet no one's even bringing this up, Kurt. All right, Dateline, Utah. National mining groups. Or in
yeah,
the news.
Well,
that's anti-mining groups, though, right?
Well, yeah, this is your, you know, the way you talk about, you know, how people kind of get a little ticked off, the ranchers, the miners, the, you know, different stuff. And in this case, here's what you got. You got another, you know, situation. They decry the land withdrawals for the sage grouse. Now, what that really means is there's some bird called the sage grouse, and the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, have proposed to take 10 million acres of federal land off the table for any new hard rock mining as part of dozens of proposed land use management plans throughout the West. And they say this aims to protect the greater sage grouse. No mention of protecting the American worker, American family, you know, nothing like that. By the way, they're supposed to have public comment on the proposal. Is that what we're doing now, Sam? But it ended last month, and the agencies are now in the evaluation stage of the proposal. This is how the bullies work, which, by the way, was put 233,000 plus acres off limits here in Utah. Now, you know, they do quote some of the different guys and different stuff, but this is just more of the whole, you know, Ahmed Bundy, you know, kind of situation, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah. I don't know what to think about it. Maybe we ought to just send the birds up there with Ahmed.
Well, this is, I can tell you that this is for the birds.
You know, wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. 2 hours in the can. We did a whole broadcast and didn't even really hardly cover the issues going on in Oregon. We'll have more updates on that tomorrow. We just need to get to other news, people. Okay? So there you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. You want to chime in and support us? Go to LibertyRoundtable.com, click on Help Us Grow, and every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. Thank you for supporting Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Networks. Without those folks, we wouldn't even be here. So, you know, thank you very much indeed. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people can and indeed will restore our grand old republic. Will you get involved? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.